The head coach of the Minnesota Vikings in his first win as full-time head coach of this football team. And coach, before I, you know, hear your comments, I got a call from Jim Marshall as I was walking into the locker room, wanted me to personally congratulate you on a job well done through all of the adversity. Well done. It's got to be a relief, got to be the monkey off your shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, you have to congratulate our players. I mean, just a terrific job by them, you know, to hear the different things that they were hearing for the last 4 weeks and to come out and play the way they played today. Just a great job by our players.
You got a game ball, I'm sure, a lot during your career as a player, but what does this feel like receiving a game ball from this team as a coach?
It's humbling. You're right. I got some game balls at home, and but for our players to give me the ball, it's special. And at the same time, Greg, they deserve it, man. They bust their tails every day, and they could have easily said, you know what, our season is over, but they haven't. I mean, they just continue to come to practice every day trying to prepare to win.
And your big players made big plays today. Talk about Adrian Peterson. I mean, 29 carries, 122 yards, 3 touchdowns. Talk about his performance.
Well, he's the best in the National Football League, and it was on display today, and especially in that four-minute situation where we just continuously gave it to him. And before the series started, I said, Adrian, bring the whole O-line over here because we got to ride you. And he said, Coach, I got it. I'll talk to him. Let me handle it. I said, all right, man, because for your best player to stand up and say, Coach, I'm a leader. I'm going to handle it. Greg, that's huge from my standpoint as a coach.
Man. I know it was a very physical, emotional game. Your offensive lineman mixed it up a little bit with the defensive line, very physical game. Did that give you an emotional spark? I mean, those guys were just going at it.
Yeah, we talked during the week about how we win here on this team with the Minnesota Vikings, and we said our O-line and D-line have to show us the way. And I thought both sides of our lines, our offensive and defensive line, did exactly what we asked them to do early in the week. And that's the formula for our team. When we can dominate the line of scrimmage, we can be a tough team to beat.
Brian Robinson has come in and done a great job replacing Ray Edwards, now with Atlanta. Jared Allen continues to be the perennial All-Pro. Talk about those two guys.
Man, they are both off to terrific starts. Jared is playing lights out, and we need that. And just so happy for Brian, the way he's the start that he's gotten off to, really showing everyone that he's well-deserving of that starting position. So just excited about the both of them.
I'm sure Fred Puggett was concerned about the defense with Antoine Winfield being out with injury, but your young secondary, Jamarcus Sanford, came up with two huge plays today.
Huge plays. I mean, I think Bob told me he had 4 turnovers, which is – you know, a big deal. We talk all week long, man. We've been short on turnovers. Got to get a turnover. We need some late in the game, early in the game. Just get some turnovers. And the way we got the ball turned over on defense today, it's great ingredients for success.
Coach, your quarterback, 75.2 quarterback rating, managed the game well, but still boos from the fans. Your thought on that, thoughts on that regarding your quarterback?
Well, I thought he did some good things, during the course of the game. Really did a good job of leading us on some tough drives, some long drives that produced points for us. So really proud of the way he performed and just looking forward to him just continuously improving as the year goes on.
Coach, I got to ask you about Bernard Berrien being deactivated as a wide receiver, was not on the injured list. What can you share about that?
Some things that we had to get taken care of internally, and we made a decision that this was the best thing for our team today.
Next week, you got the Bears, your old guys, your old team. You know them very well. They're playing extremely well. Your thoughts coming up next week?
Well, Greg, enjoy this one a little bit and then shift my focus. But for now, I'm going to bask in the glory of this win.
Well, and speaking of glory, Tubby Smith, the Gophers basketball coach, was in the house. The Minnesota Lynx, champions of the NBA, WNBA, was in the house as well. And all of those folks wishing you well and congratulations on your first win.
Well, congratulations to the Lynx. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment on their part, and just makes you proud to be a Minnesotan, to see what they've accomplished. And, you know, we really want to follow suit and do what they've done. So congratulations to the Lynx.
Well, Coach, as a friend, as a compadre, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to say congratulations on your first win as a head coach of the Minnesota Vikings and many, many more to come.
Thank you, Greg.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier. Boys, 34-10.